I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If we followed your advice literally, we would be having a pint of SlimFast with a matcha shot chaser, with a snack spag bol, while sipping a smoothie in a red hot bath with a glass of wine. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever assumed a cream donut was good for you because of the dairy, then this is the podcast you need. You need to have your dairy. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Joe.
Calcium. Hi.
And vitamin D.
Yes.
And Victoria.
Are we still talking about donuts? Are we not over this yet?
Let's start with our first update this week, and it's from me.
Oh, this is what you've all been waiting for. It's the last weigh-in before 21 pounds down before the 21st of June. How have I got on? Well, not great, I'll be honest. I went to the seaside on Saturday and had fish and chips, which is absolute law when you are going to the seaside that you must eat fish and chips. Didn't have any alcohol this weekend. Made up for it in brownies though yesterday. Went to see my friend Bitsy at her bake shop and consumed quite a bit of her goodies. And as a result, I stepped on the scales today. I have put £2 on this week. So £21 down for the 21st of June. How have I got on? Well, I've lost £2.5 since I started this. So it looks like I'm going back to group next week.
Some people contacted me after I put that on there and said, you've got your dates wrong. Like, you've got until the 21st of June. But then I made a promise last week.
Yeah.
You said if I didn't lose £6 this week, then
I'm
surprised I had to
go
back
to
group. Well, I was nearly there, wasn't I? Almost, just £8.
Definitely deserved it. Yeah.
But it was a good weekend.
Yep. And you pledged if you didn't lose £6, you'd go back to group. So this is really an exciting moment for this podcast.
Is it though?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
I have not been in contact with my leader just yet. I will drop
I saw
a
you trying to flirt
after.
Around her on our Insta stories in case she's watching, trying to get back
she
in her
watch.
Good books.
She does watch.
Yeah. So, yeah. She's still ghosting you though.
Even after that. So I'm going to drop her a message this afternoon and I'm just going to say, hi.
Rejoin.
Can I book in? I'm rejoining.
Are
rejoin.
You actually going to rejoin us and start again, or are you just going
to
kind of carry on?
Well,
we know you like to start again, so
I'll keep you in suspenders until next week.
Okay. Fish and chips by the seaside though. Oh, I feel like
perfect.
That is a situation where I wouldn't pick the batter off.
You can't because I feel like they add something extra at the seaside. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like they make it with actual seawater, so it's even more salty in that batter.
Yeah.
But it was just incredible. It's so fresh. It flakes away. And I ate the whole thing. Like, I ate all of the chips. I ate all that fish and that batter. The scraps that were on the side as well. It was just incredible.
Sin free, fine.
I mean, I did leave the peas.
You left the sin free bit.
Left the speed food.
Save the calories.
Love that. So you're looking forward to going back to group?
Yes.
New fresh start. Let's draw a line.
Yeah.
As we do.
I am looking forward to going back to group. Like I've said before, I do miss the banter. I do miss the excuses. I miss the camaraderie of like people in the same position as me. And also, I want to see how fat everyone else has got in the last 18 months. I'm looking forward to catching up with those individuals.
It's
what
a different
an exciting time.
It is exciting, but it's a different experience now because we're all in masks. So you have to judge people by their evil eyes instead of, you know, like you can look at someone's facial expression and go, oh yeah, they hate me for losing. That's usually my experience. But you can't, you got to just look at eyes now.
What is group all masks, like though? What about, is there a Slimmer of the Week basket? Is there?
No. Like,
oh.
There's a Slimmer of the Week award still, which I do intend to get next week. There's a Slimmer of the Week award, but no, yeah, there's no out of date peas pudding in a tin.
That's disappointing. That was our best bit. Even though I never contributed to it, I did enjoy watching people get that. Yeah.
But also, there's a new hi-fi bar.
What?
Chocolate cornflake.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I mean.
That's exciting.
I forgot to get one this week, but I will be getting.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like chocolate cornflake tart. Apparently.
Will I follow Slim and Will plan though, or will I just? Do
yeah. Good question.
Counting? I think possibly carry on with the calorie counting.
Okay.
Because I do know that that actually does work when I do it, and I have paid for the NutriCheck app. So again, I'm paying for the NutriCheck app and also the Slimming World, which as
I don't think that really matters though, because I'm sure you've paid for countdowns before in the past at Slimming World and then still not gone.
I've said before, countdowns are just a license not to go to group, because you've already paid the leader. They're not missing out on anything, just your face.
Update. Me and Ange, we both bought a 12-week countdown, and now you get a free cookbook if you book.
I mean,
now
I've got a fucking shitload.
Yeah. We both picked up our cookbook on Monday and both of us were like, oh, I'm going to put this next to the pasta one we got last time that we've still not read. All good intentions though.
Can't resist a freebie though, even though you've got it and you've got it a million times, because all the books are basically the same. You just can't say no to a freebie.
They've all got pretty much the same recipes in, but just under different titles.
All rehashed. And sometimes copied from other people.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, you get a free cookbook, darling. Are you going to commit to a countdown? 12 weeks?
No.
Okay.
No, I won't be committed to it. I will.
She's not even committed which group she's going to, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not even been booked in.
I am going to go to group, though.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good luck. She's moving on now.
To the excuse of the week.
Yes.
Maggie says, I heard this one. Walking to Slimming Club, I realised I had a hole in my shoe. Rainwater got in and my sock soaked up the rain. The sock was soaking wet. Approximate weight of 1.5 pounds.
Yeah. Socks are heavy though when they're wet. I mean, if you think about it, big sports sock.
Yeah.
Your husband's sports sock. Think of that. Fully wet.
I mean, I'm not really sure why you'd be wearing that for weighing anyway.
I'm just saying it's weight. It's hefty.
Definitely. Hefty. Yeah.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you'll get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. Last week, it was Bring a Donut Party.
Yay!
Who knows what it will be next time.
Same
round.
Again.
Do we think a new one now?
I wasn't at Zoom because I was at A&E. Ill. Tell you about that in a minute.
Dramatic.
Very much been ill and in hospital. So I missed the Bring a Donut Party. So I would like to request, if it worked last time, I'd like to request it again.
Oh,
was it good?
Well, it was great.
Yeah, let's
do it. Donuts. What's wrong with donuts?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know how many pounds we'd be responsible for gaining this week.
It was basically a meal's worth of calories for me on the NutriCheck app.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm jealous. I'd still like it to be donuts next time.
Okay, well, until we decide. Okay. We've got a little while to decide.
Okay, we do.
In the meantime, though, for your £3, you get full access to over 50 bonus episodes of the podcast. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can join our Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us as well. I mentioned that on our stories in the last week and we've had an influx
we
of
really
people
have.
Joining.
Yay.
Yeah.
Fewer people who aren't real people who like to post bullshit stuff on there, which is hilarious. But the genuine posters, it feels like it's been a real community hub in the last
it
7 days.
Yeah, it really does.
Georgia Goldhawk says, I've been a Patreon member of yours for months now, but still haven't had the chance to join a Zoom as I work silly hours. But I still felt I was missing out from not having the donut. So I'm having one this morning as a way to cure my cocktail hangover. I've had raspberries on the side as well because it's all about balance. Correct.
Perfect.
Yeah, you see, there's a real FOMO. This donut party's given us all FOMO.
Kate D. Rayner says, we decided we weren't really hungry for a proper tea tonight. So instead, I've had 5 slices of tiger bread with butter and cream cheese and 2 alcohol-free Copperbergs. Alcohol-free means sin-free, right?
Correct.
No,
absolutely.
Yes.
It's
just as many calories, I think you'll
find
as well.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't bother with that.
Karen Collie says, I am new to this podcast, which I absolutely love, but I'm starting right from the beginning. I know you all hate matcha, but I've just discovered Bird and Blend matcha.
Ooh.
It's flavoured and actually really lovely. I had pina colada matcha today.
Oh,
I just thought I would mention it in case you were thinking of doing matcha again.
Yeah, no. We are. Oh,
absolutely never.
Pina colada flavour, though, I would definitely get on board with that one.
Bird and Blend is walkable from this studio.
What?
Bird and Blend.
Really?
It's Nottingham company,
is
I think.
It?
Yeah,
is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I think it started here. And
oh.
I can't remember the name of the streets, but it's just off Market Square. We could walk and get matcha.
All right, well, if you're willing to go and walk and get me a matcha, I'll give it a go.
Bojangle, greatest name of all time. Bojangle says, I lost 2 stone on Slimming World over 5 years. Wow. I put a stone on in lockdown, started calorie counting when Katie did and lost 9 pounds.
Woo-hoo.
Went off track when Katie did and put 10 pounds back on. Get me remotivated, girls. I'm not up for paying £5.95 to get weighed by 3 fat ladies in a church hall anymore.
Well, I'm really sorry, Bo, but that's exactly what I will be doing next Monday. So
I'm really struggling as to why she's not motivated after listening to the podcast.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I just thought we were all inspirational in our own way.
No, and we've just spent 10 minutes talking about donuts on this episode.
4 Bold Boys and Me. It's my second week back at Slimming World and I've gained back the pound that I lost last week plus half a pound, which leaves me half a pound heavier than when I rejoined.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag no shame in the game.
Wow.
There is no shame in the game.
No shame in the game. You're absolutely right.
And you can have a no shame in the game sticker
well
for
done.
Your comment. And Thurston says, do you realise if we followed your advice literally, we would be having a pint of Slim Fast with a matcha shot chaser, with a snack spag bol, while sipping a smoothie in a red hot bath with a glass of wine, all tracked on NutriCheck. We'd also be doing a fast, avoiding bananas, and listing our blood type as Biscoff.
All of that would work. I mean, I'm not even joking.
Joe, give it a go. You're up for trying everything. Give all that a go and see where we are with it.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker, which have finally arrived.
Hooray!
And I've been sending them out in the last week.
Yeah,
woo!
You have.
Just get in touch with us with your name and address.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Let's move on to our next update, and it's from Jo.
Remember, the last weigh-in I had was Bank Holiday Monday, and it was 8:30 in the morning. So there was a real air of, oh, shit, I'm getting weighed in the evening now. I was mainly on plan this week. I had a couple of days where I guessed sins. Anyway, got up to the scales, and the lady in front of me, I heard her say, well, I did have a morning weigh-in last week, so this is probably because of that. So I thought, oh shit, she's already used my excuse. Anyway, it is another maintain, which I actually don't think is too bad because I've maintained from what I was last week at 8:30 in the morning. So in a way, it's a loss. Anyway, she said, like publicly, the woman said, okay, so half a stone in the first week and then two maintains. How do you think it's going?
Oh, God.
So I thought maybe we could do a daily challenge. Every single day, we all have to prove to each other that we've done 20 sit-ups. That's our weekly challenge. Every day from now, we'll do 20 sit-ups. Are you in?
No, of course you're in.
This is a challenge I shouldn't have set because I don't know if you know, I have been in hospital.
Oh, God. Let's address this. What happened last Thursday, Jo?
I thought I was having a heart attack, so drove myself to hospital. I don't advise that, guys, if you think this is happening
to you. That's absolutely not what you should do.
Not what you should do. Anyway, I've got costochondritis.
If you just made that up, because it doesn't sound
serious.
Real.
Right. Happy to send you the screenshot of the explanation, which I've sent everyone I know.
In your chest, isn't it?
Yeah, pulled muscle. And actually still under the left breast bone, guys, still hurts a lot.
How did you do that? Because we both know that, you're not really an athlete, so it's definitely not exercise.
It can be. It can be a viral that does it. It can be virus that does it.
Oh, okay.
But it did say on the explanation, you know, if you've done any extreme exercise. And I think that's probably what it was.
What, walking?
So anyway, me doing 20 sit-ups a day is actually quite painful. So this challenge I've set.
Why did you set it for yourself then?
I don't know why I did it. I just thought it was a good idea at the time.
Is it one of those things that you just said on the spur of the moment? Like when I said 21 pounds down before the 21st of June. 20 sit-ups?
Yeah, I thought, well, that sounds doable. And then everyone started joining me and I thought, fuck, I've got to do it now. I can't just like brush this under the carpet. Like I set a challenge of no ice creams for a week. That died a death. I thought, well, no one else is doing it, so I won't.
We'll add this to your walk-in Route 66. Should we
still
add it
doing
to the?
It, guys?
Yep. Should we add it to the treadmill that you've got under your sofa?
Still got it. Still doing it.
Couch 5K. Still don't think you completed that. So we'll still add that to that as well.
Guys, don't be jealous because of the extreme exercise I am doing to lose weight. Costochondritis has now happened.
But maintain—that's a bit questionable because when I said that I'd maintained, you all said that I'd put on 2 pounds.
Yeah, but the difference here is this is actually at Slimming World. Yeah, it's not me making it up in
the
bathroom.
But we've got no evidence of this, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you don't. It's like people were saying to me, you know, your videos you're doing of you doing sit-ups. There's no evidence. Just looks like your phone's moving.
Yeah, I'm going to test that out later. And see if that actually does look like I'm doing. Am I doing sit-ups or not?
Who knows? Yeah. Great game to play. But I am doing 20 sit-ups. I have maintained 2 weeks on the trot, and I take it as a loss because of the time difference.
Yeah.
It is a loss, guys. Ignore Victoria.
I think technically it will be. Having done calorie counting now, on and off for however many months, I can confirm you do definitely weigh more in the evening.
It means that last week I should probably have put on if I'd have actually weighed in the evening, but got away with it because of a bank holiday. So you've got to take the wins, guys.
God bless bank holidays.
I still have a stat, though, and this should be documented on this very podcast. Not put weight on since I joined Slimming World. I've not
this
thank
time.
You.
Well, this time, let's be more specific.
Well, let's brush over those facts. I've not put weight on. Bit of tough love from the leader.
A bit of shade.
A little bit of shade. Yeah, but she's good at it, though. She does it with a smile on her face. She's nice.
Okay.
She's good at it.
And she's a smiling knight.
Yeah. And it's made me, I mean, I've been on plan ever since.
Good. Well done, you.
Thank you. It's only Wednesday, I know, but well done. Thank you.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Shaz Peck sent this in. I lie about my food consumption in front of my husband. I sneakily tip 2 bags into one and happily munch away. He is none the wiser. Oh,
that's
this is about Chris.
So good.
Yeah, I did.
This
I've
is
done that.
So good. Because in your head, if you're putting 2 bags into one of Walker's crisps, you're only eating one.
Yeah,
but technically, I mean, these crisps are like only half full now anyways, so you know, having two in one is kind of really only just one bag.
No, yeah. It's the greatest lie of all time, yeah, because you actually end up believing it yourself, which is...
Here's a tip. If you want to get rid of the evidence, what you do is you save the first packet, then you insert it into the second packet, yeah, nice. And then put that in the bin.
Nice.
Don't leave yourself short.
These are great lies, guys.
If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Every hero from today onwards wins a piece of merchandise of their choice from our Etsy store. Loads on there, isn't there? Tote bag. Stickers,
water bottles.
God, it's bloody.
We're in the middle of a heat wave, yeah, guys. Come absolutely. On.
So get on. Right, it's time for our third update, and it's from Victoria.
So I have just stepped on the scales after my first week of resuming June, and I'm going to go out there and say I've pulled a Victoria. For the first time in a really, really long time, I have eaten and drank a fair bit and lost weight, which I am genuinely shocked about. So this weekend was really nice, and it was nice because I actually managed to go out for food and drinks with my boyfriend for the first time that we've been together, and we've been together 9 months. It's the first time we've gone out in the evening. So obviously no calories were counted for that. And if I'm being honest, I don't think calories were counted from Friday onwards. So I had half a week calorie counting, but I've still managed to lose weight. So let's roll with that. I am fed up of feeling awful when it comes to the warm weather and just feeling just really uncomfortable. And I say this every year, I don't want to be this place next year. I don't want to be feeling like this in the heat. And here we are, and I'm actually heavier than I was this time last summer. So that is my new motivation.
Amazing. How much did you actually lose then?
I have lost 2 pounds this week.
Wow, after all that.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is the thing. I seem to do quite well, like, in the week, and then the weekend comes around, and then it kind of just goes a bit tits up. So I do think I probably would have lost more.
I thought to get around that, you were going to go to a group on a Saturday.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know where I'm going to be on a Saturday, because I don't know whether I'm at his or at mine or at my parents. I don't know where I'm going to be, but I have, you'll be pleased to know, because I'm getting a bit of fear of missing out, a bit of FOMO. I have actually looked at groups, and there is a Tuesday morning group that I can go to on the way to work.
Oh, she's back!
So, but I don't want to pay another flipping rejoining fee for the second time this year.
Of course
so,
you do, darling. Get that fee paid. MMB needs a
new
yacht.
I don't know. So potentially I am going to do that. But I think as well, I have just reached that point where I just feel like horrible in the heat. Like, I just feel really horrible in all my clothes, and I just feel like just a mess. And I think I didn't really feel it last year because we were in a lockdown. So we didn't really go out. I wasn't really kind of experiencing that. And then the year before was just when I started Simming World. So this is kind of like the first time in a few years that I've kind of started to enjoy the weather and being able to go out and walking about in it. And yeah, I just feel horrible. And I don't want another summer where I'm just feeling grim. So that's my motivation now.
At this time of year, if you're on a bit on the bigger side, it's about not just about sort of like, I don't know, how you technically look in stuff, because obviously we're all showing a bit more flesh. And I don't want to play down the fact that we've had some really great body positive posts on our community page. And I love that because I feel like that really motivates and uplifts everybody, and everybody should enjoy and have a summer body, et cetera, et cetera. But like you say, it's the physicality of it. It's feeling hot. It's feeling sweaty.
Yeah,
Chub rub is just, I mean, I've bought shorts today because me and Joe are going down to London in July. And I know I'm going to be walking around for a while. And I know that if I don't have anything between my thighs when I've got my dress on. If I don't have anything between my thighs, it's going to be painful at the end of the day. Yeah, yeah. So I've bought myself some Chub Rub shorts.
They do make a difference. I mean, I've got some on right now because I'm nipping straight out after recording. And I know that I'm just going to get hot. But it's just feeling comfortable. Like, seeing the community group is amazing, and I've just posted a picture of the dress, and I'm got my arms out today, and that's a big thing for me because I'm quite self-conscious about my arms more than I am my legs. But I still don't feel comfortable in the fact that I'm just really hot. Like, I feel fine with what I'm wearing, but it's just feeling comfortable in yourself, I think. So yeah, I kind of have reached that point now where that is my motivation, because I don't want to feel like this time next year.
Don't.
Because when I think about this time next year, I'm going to be 30 fucking nine. Like, and I, That's awful, actually, when I think
about it. But it'll be holidays next year as well, because let's be honest, we're probably not going to be going on holiday this year.
So. Don't say that, Victoria. I still have high hopes I'm going away in September.
Oh, you are living in a fucking dream world.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going. Fuck Boris. Even if I have to quarantine, you won't see me for a month. I don't care.
Nothing is stopping you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, £2, darling, after eating and drinking all weekend is pulling a Victoria. We're back to episode one.
Yeah. It is. I know. It's great, isn't it? But you'll be pleased to hear I have actually stuck to calories so far this week. I have logged them and I will do up until Friday. But after that, I mean, who knows? But, you know, best intentions.
Best intentions. Well, good luck. And thanks. Next week, back at group. Exciting.
Sure.
Well, an update on groups. I have just messaged my old leader and I've put, I don't suppose you have room for a not so small one in your Monday night group. And I can see that she's active now.
She's ignoring.
She's not read that
message. This is great. By the end of this podcast, you will have either been welcomed back with open arms or officially blanked.
Or blocked entirely.
Or blocked. Yeah.
Amazing. Right, let's move on to our least supported diet partner nominations. This is coming from Shireen. She says, least supported diet partner, Google, for uninstalling my Gmail account. After a day of drinking, I came home and ordered pizza because I was slightly inebriated. I didn't get the email confirmation and couldn't quite remember if I placed the order or not, so I ordered it again. 3 pizzas, 2 chicken wings, and some mac and cheese later. Ultimate fail. Blame Google.
Oh my God.
That's brilliant.
That's unbelievable. I remember seeing the picture of all the empty boxes.
Shireen is so tired.
Yeah, she's still making her way through it. That's why.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't beat cold pizza.
Yeah, I agree.
You cannot beat cold pizza.
Next day, perfect.
Before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Slimming Roller says, I saw the mini cornettos Katie was talking about on Instagram and I nearly bought them. But then I saw that a 4-pack of minis was £3, but a 6-pack of regular sized ones was £2.50. Talk about taking advantage of Slimmers. That is true. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy more of the full fat shit.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Don't get me started on the price of fruit and veg compared to like frozen food.
It's true though.
It's crazy.
It is true. So always go for the full size cornettos, guys. Buy more, pay less.
Michelle Cooper says, my brother-in-law is getting married in just over a month. I need to lose 3 stone in a month.
No.
Help.
God.
P.S. I'm quite pissed writing this and actually believe you have the answer.
And we don't.
We don't know.
No.
Sadly. It is impossible. You can do a slim fast month.
Fast 800.
That's probably your best bet.
Yeah, you could do that and lose a bit, but let's never aim for 3 stone in a month.
No. Or I tell you what, just go and buy the next size up.
Yeah, just make sure you're comfortable in it. You're good. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And Becky says, I'm listening to episode 78, The Month of the Double Cream.
What
and
an episode.
All three of you are saying how 2021 is going to be your year.
Yeah.
Victoria especially wants to be at Target by her birthday in April. And I'm pissing myself at how naive we all were back in December 2020, thinking that 2021 would be so different.
It is. Woo.
It really isn't. I really hope all three of you have had a more successful start to 2021 than I have. I mean, you can't get much worse than we have, to be honest. Can't wait to find out how you've all gotten on.
She's in for a ride, isn't she, really? Bless her.
These are my favourite messages that we get, people that
the
are
naivety
not
of
up
it.
To date.
Yep.
Yeah. But what I enjoy is people still have faith that we might be at Target. So I don't know how they've got that impression but it's so exciting to me.
I ask myself, surely you can see us on Instagram. We do stories that every day.
But you know what the thing is with Becky? Because she's only on episode 78, she's got a good few episodes before we get to her message. So God knows where we're going to be then.
Becky, when you hear this message, I love, we're at Target. We will be.
Yeah, that's
by
a
then.
Really big commitment. She's only 30 odd episodes.
Oh,
back.
That's true.
Well, pound a week. That's
pounds a week, guys.
Yeah.
Correct, Victoria.
You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame in a Gain sticker. Oh, let me just give you a quick update. The leader has not read the message and now she's gone offline.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's awkward. She must absolutely hate us because if it's not you going back, it's me. So we're like a tag team in between who's going to go back.
Who do I ghost this week?
Yeah.
All right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Victoria won it last week. Paul gave it Victoria. She put weight on, did she?
No, I can't remember.
Yeah, what was that about?
I think he's just in a mood with us.
Yeah, probably.
That's all right. I don't care why. I mean, I got it. It's not
yeah, you got it. You're right. You did get it. So we now have to pitch for this week. And I did lose, even though it said main challenge.
That's the official Slimming World
I know.
Scales.
But in the evening, I maintained from a morning weigh-in. And that's technically a loss.
Okay. Yeah.
Katie?
I mean, I've got no justification for
that. No, you haven't. So.
No, but I've put 2 pounds this week and I ate at the seaside.
But Victoria, you do like it when people go off the rails. That's what upsets me.
And also, I am going back to group. Well, I mean...
Well, I'm a bit disappointed that you are going back to group, to be honest, because of how much you slag off MMB. But you did have a great weekend and it's very much a weekend that I enjoy. And I'm pretty jealous because I love a seaside trip. So, Katie, you are Slimmer of the Week.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Joe, you haven't done anything this week. You've just
maintained. Come on, guys.
Well,
I have
you maintained?
Lost in a way.
Question.
And I will be Slimmer of the Week at actual group next week.
Okay.
So that's
well,
a
you don't, well, you don't need
I don't
it, then
need
you're fine.
This shit from you two.
You may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in the game. 8 minutes ago she was active and
she's gone.
Still none.
You are not going back to that fucking group, love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.